This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I am so upset at my buddy, and I know I probably shouldn't feel this disgusted, but I do. I can't help it. He is a 44-year-old grown man, and he eats like a 3-year-old child. I've never seen anything like it. It's PXY Mornings, it's Moose, it's Breezy. I went over to his new place last week.
Okay.
He invites me over. I'm like, yeah, okay, nice place. It's a home in Webster.
Okay.
Well, it's kind of like a townhouse.
Doesn't matter. He has a house and you don't.
I go into his fridge and I said, what the hell is this? I said, I can tell you three things about yourself right now just from looking at the inside of your fridge. You eat like a child. That's number one, okay? You're inviting diabetes into your life. That's number two. Number three, you absolutely have no idea how to cook. I should just send you the photo so you can get... I got to describe.
Do you have it?
Of course I have it. I opened the freezer, the fridge, took three steps back, snapped a photo. He goes, what are you doing? I said, I'm talking about this on the show.
I'm dead.
Wait, hold on. I'm gonna drop this to both of you guys. Intern Hannah, I'm sending it to you. And then Breezy, take a look. The top of the fridge is three Costco-sized boxes of Pop-Tarts. Another box holds 150 pouches of fruit snacks. I'm like, you don't even have kids. Who is this stuff for?
I'm not getting anything.
All right, I'm sending it over. Just relax. Inside the freezer, this is the best part. Inside the freezer is like this huge family-sized box of Hot Pockets. Then on the door, it's nothing but Crustables. And then frozen Jimmy Dean sausage breakfast sandwiches.
Yo, bro, do you have enough water?
That's all Gatorade Propel water. It's not even normal water.
Is Celsius sponsoring him? What's going on? Not the Uncrustables. Wait.
So you have Coca-Cola. I've never seen that. I don't know if that's okay, like orange Gina.
Can I just say this man is only drinking liquids. There's nothing in his fridge besides liquids.
There's a leftover box of Chinese food probably from New Fong, but it's all Celsius. It's the Crustables.
It's the fruit cups at the bottom for me with the pouches of applesauce.
Right. Tons of pouches of applesauce. I'm like, you're 44.
Why do you have a mental health check on this guy?
Do you have a child somewhere in the basement we don't know about? What is this?
I need a wellness check. Okay.
A 44-year-old man should not be eating this way. I'm sorry. It's like all processed crap.
So the other day I was like in the dollar store and they had a Pop-Tart. They had a Pop-Tart box there. And I was like, oh my God, they sell Pop-Tarts at the dollar store now? So I was like, honestly, like I kind of want to sling a Pop-Tart for old time's sake. And I don't know if it's because I've recently lost a bunch of weight.
Toasted?
Or if I'm just, what?
You got to put in the toaster.
Well, yeah, obviously. I don't know if it's because I've lost a bunch of weight or I'm just super aware. So I turn everything over on the back now. Not to like torture myself, just to get a gauge, because I'm very, very, very hyper aware of like nutrition facts now. Can you please take a guess on how many carbs are in a Pop-Tart?
26?
70.
In one Pop-Tart?
Well, in the pouch.
Okay, so it's
35
for Pop-Tart. Yeah, that's a lot. 70 grams, but people eat them before they go to the gym, which totally is, I don't see why.
Do you know I'm only allotted 100 carbs a day? 100 grams of carbs a day?
Oh, you are?
That's all my carbs for the day.
How do I figure out my macros?
We all do it off air. We can't do it right now. It's really it's not fine, important right now. But I'm just saying, like, I, and That's just the Pop-Tarts on the top. We're not talking about the Uncrustables. We're not talking about the Hot Pockets. We're not talking about the Jimmy Dean's breakfast
sandwiches. No, this is all day. I said, how often do you eat this? Because there's two boxes fully loaded with breakfast sandwiches. You know, the croissant ones. And yes, they're delicious.
The animal crackers.
They're awful for you. Right. This is a guy who has no kids, Breezy.
Is he...
I'm like, what do you feed a woman when she comes over? He's like, well, I got the Crustables here and I got the pouches of applesauce.
I will say the guy's really organized.
It's
sure.
Yeah, it's an organized fridge and freezer, sure. That's not the point, though. The point is, I said, the reason why you have a 10-minute window every time you eat one of these things and you have to run to the bathroom is because of this stuff that you're eating. It's all processed.
Does he have a roommate?
It's not even bottled water. It's Propel. No, he lives by himself.
Why does he have a sign under something that says, do not touch, do not eat?
Probably for like when somebody like myself comes over. I have no idea. The guy lives with nobody.
This is so
He's got some weird tendencies. But, I mean, don't we all? I love the dude.
No, for sure. But
that seeing that was very jarring. When you go over to a single guy's house who's 44 years of age, women, 585-252-9800. What would you do in a situation if you saw this guy's fridge?
I would think he has children trained in the basement, without a doubt. And I would probably call the authorities. But, I mean, like, it's his life. But I don't know.
That microwave next to the fridge gets used all day long. There isn't one
thing.
Does
he work from home?
No. Well, it's
the
it's hybrid.
On the go.
So. No, it's a hybrid. So he works from home like maybe 2 days a week, but he's in the office like three. And that microwave is constantly running because everything he owns is microwavable, kind of like Olive Garden. So he goes into the fridge, throws it in the microwave, but never turns the oven on. I said, you've been in this apartment for 2 months. Have you used the oven once yet? He said, no, not yet, unless I maybe make like a frozen pizza or something. I'm like, oh, dude, you got to learn to cook.
All this stuff is processed.
It's like, really bad for you.
I'm not here to yuck his yum or judge. I'm just worried about his overall health. Not just one box of Pop-Tarts, but seven.
And you know how many Pop-Tarts in each of those boxes?
Oh, wow.
Quite a few. Now, don't get me wrong. I think we can all agree bulk is the best way to buy snacks and drinks. Okay.
Bulk is the best way to buy snacks and drinks if those snacks aren't going to kill you from the inside out.
Right. Like this was me 7 years ago. I finally had to have a heart-to-heart with myself and look in the mirror and say, do you really need 150 mozzarella sticks? No, you don't.
The answer to that question is kind of a toss-up.
I know. But... Listen, I know it was a struggle for me too, but I had to be real with myself. And the answer is no, I don't. I'm one person. So I had to learn how to cook. COVID taught me how to cook. Mm-hmm. I was forced to do it, you know, because DoorDash stopped delivering for a while. It's like, we were all screwed.
To be fair.
I'm like, dude, you don't have one vegetable in your fridge. He goes, I got the applesauce down there in the bottom drawer. I'm like,
the squeezable pouches.
Even that's processed.
To be fair, my parents didn't like keep snacks like that in our house. Like, we weren't the family that went grocery shopping every Sunday. My parents would buy something for dinner if they needed it that night. There was nothing in the house that was just laying around for snacking leisure. Okay?
No, I know. That's the thing. And when we went to go get fast food, it was because it was a reward. It was a treat. It wasn't something we did every single night. It didn't work that way. All right, let's get over to Carly real quick. Carly says, Moose, to answer your question, if I went over to a guy's house and saw this, I would be extremely turned off. Women like men who know how to cook. Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
Dude, even I told him, I said, listen, even if you pick up a rotisserie chicken
with
a couple of veggies on the side, some beautiful carrots without the E. coli.
Yeah.
I said, you're crushing. That's a meal in itself. You get 3 days out of that. He's like, like Crustables.
The Uncrustables. Oh, my God. Hey, do you want a Hot Pocket with pepperoni and cheese or ham and cheese?
Oh, yeah. Or if you're on a diet, I do have Lean Pocket.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
98 PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn.
Get
get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out the film The Boy's Life from 1993, starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Robert De Niro.
Are you good, bro?
Quite the abusive film. Now,
very hard watch.
Yeah, Breezy, we'll get into your review here, but let's take a listen to us acting out a scene from the film yesterday on Moosterpiece Theater. In this town, baby. I found out about a guy down at the headquarters who got you a job in Washington, D.C. Is that your plan? You're gonna run off with him, aren't you, you whore?
You're pathetic.
You're a liar and a whore!
I'm leaving you, Dwight.
No, you're not serious. You're lying.
Oh, yes, I am. I'm leaving you.
No, no, no. Well, what about me?
I'm leaving you. Why do you want me to stay? You don't even like me.
No, you can't leave. What about me?
Don't ever touch my son again.
You and your son always sided against me. And I did the best I could. I did the best I could.
Don't touch my son!
Cut. All right, we absolutely crushed it. That was intense, was it not? When you watched the movie back yesterday and you saw our scene come up.
Yeah. I crushed. Which I always do. Goes without saying.
If you haven't seen the movie, here's the breakdown. In the 1950s, Toby, played by Leonardo DiCaprio, and his mom, Caroline, Ellen Barkin, moved to the state of Washington. That's where they meet a mild-mannered Dwight, Robert De Niro, who falls in love with Caroline. They're married, and after some initial happiness in the household, it just becomes toxic. It's apparent that Dwight believes violence is the best way to discipline his troubled stepson. Unfortunately, Caroline is unwilling to give up on her marriage as Dwight's abuse intensifies Toby's plan.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Plans and escape. The Rotten Tomatoes scored this 76%. The question is,
a horrible movie.
Did this movie hold up? Yes or no? Clearly it did.
I mean,
it's your review.
I mean, it does, but like, I don't want it to.
No, of course not.
So, you're a sick, twisted individual. You know that?
You know how popular...
This is a really good one. This is a heartfelt...
Breeze.
Good heart, good family.
The two biggest actors in Hollywood acting side by side with one another. What else do you want?
He was like 7 in this movie.
No, he was a teenager.
Whatever.
But go ahead. Tell us your review.
I don't know. I just... like, it was really hard to watch, if I'm being honest. I didn't want to watch it. There's a lot of beating on each other. A lot of choking.
Well,
a lot of abuse.
Would you have rather watched this film, or would you rather have watched Precious again?
I can't believe I watched Precious. That was crazy. But probably Precious. There was a little more depth to Precious.
That's a good movie, too. All right, let's get into your favorite character in the film. Who's your favorite character?
It's really hard to pick. Probably the sister, honestly.
All right, we'll go with the sister. Do you remember her name?
No, she was irrelevant.
Okay, great. Your least favorite character?
Robert De Niro's character. Duh.
Dwight.
Of course.
Honestly, it was the mom. I think for me, it was the mom. She was super bossy in the entire film. Let's get off my son. Stop telling what to do.
More bossy than the abuser who was demanding wild, wild requests?
Well, people view movies in different ways. What was your favorite scene? The film? Our scene? What was your favorite scene in the movie?
Our scene. Yes, our scene, because I could relate to it. I'm like, hey, that's me. You know what I mean? So it was our scene. I think I crushed. I wouldn't have done anything differently.
Oh, really?
Nah.
Okay, there's no room for improvement whatsoever.
Not with me.
Now, if you guys are just tuning in, Breezy is reviewing the movie This Boy's Life from 93, starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Robert De Niro, two phenomenal, phenomenal actors.
How old was he in this movie, actually, though?
In 93, I'm pretty sure it was after he did What's Eating Gilbert Grape, but I could be wrong. All right.
Least favorite scene?
Yeah.
The mustard scene.
Yeah, that was our scene.
Literally.
Robert De Niro takes the mustard jar. There was still some left in it, but Leo's character Toby threw it in the garbage and he thought he was being wasteful. So he smashed the mustard jar in his face, told him to look into the jar and say, hey, is there any mustard left in here? Is there? It escalated very quickly.
Yeah.
Best throwback moment from the film.
The whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, it took place in the 50s.
The boys' magazines on the wall. Classic. Absolutely classic.
Probably one of the best films of its time. I would have to argue 100% this could be better than most Leo.
Why have I never heard of this film then?
Well, because it came out a year before you were born. So that could have something to do with it. Out of 5 popcorn buckets, what are you rating A Boy's Life?
Just a tough, tough scene, if I'm being honest. But I'm going to give it a 2-2.
I would have said 4 off the bat. So that's
off the bat, he says.
Low score, Breeze, don't you think?
It's bad.
Where'd you get that number from?
It's bad.
A 2-2?
2-2. Yeah.
What did you score Precious?
I think like a 4.
No.
I loved Precious.
You hated that movie.
I like the scene with the fried chicken, and I like the scene with the counselor, the social worker. Right.
Listen, don't let Breezy's review discourage you from watching this tonight with your entire family.
Don't watch it with your entire
family. This Boy's Life from 93. You guys are going to give it a watch. All right, Breezy scores it at 2-2. Join us next week. We will review What's Eating Gilbert Grape. That's coming.
I hate it here.
XY is free and always will be. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. 2 eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98
PXY. All right, let's spit some hot fire this morning. 585-252-9800. You got something you need to get off your chest? Now would be the time to do it. Pretend there's no FCC.
I need to come out of the gate super hot.
Oh, all right.
I got to do it.
Let's go, Breezy.
I'm pissed. But when am I not? You know what I mean? I think that inflatable yard decorations are white trash. There, I said it. Yeah, they're tacky, they're weird, they're gross, and if you have more than one, I'm not sure what you're doing with your life. There, I said
right.
It. I don't even think you should have one, but more than one, we don't need Frosty, Rudolph, and Santa blown up in a 10-foot, I don't know, fun house.
You know, I just came to the realization last week that when they're deflated, it doesn't mean somebody put a hole in them. They deflate them
overnight? Trash. So now you just have piles of plastic on your front yard?
That's what I
thought.
Trash. I'm like, is somebody putting holes in these or do they just deflate because...
They're like, no, we can't keep the energy bill running all throughout the night to inflate these.
Yeah, Rach is texting in. She says, as I get older, I realize more and more why so many people should not be parents. A license to parent should be a law, including a 3-kid minimum. There, I said it. All right.
Minimum or maximum?
Excuse me, maximum.
I was going to say.
People really take advantage of that, do they not?
They really do.
Oh, we have a special guest in the studio today. Scott Spisano. Come on.
Oh, my God.
Scott Spisano, get on that mic. What's up, bud?
This is new. I've never been on 98PXY before.
I know. You got an unpopular opinion today?
Yeah, I think everybody should talk politics at Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely. You got to, you know what you got to talk about? The current election that just happened at Thanksgiving.
Right.
And you know why there's a benefit?
Why is that?
Because then you'll have less Christmas gifts to buy. Afterwards,
I was gonna say people leave your house earlier,
oh, that
so
too.
You don't have to, you know, absolutely, wait till 9 o'clock to clean up.
So if you want to save money on Christmas this year, then just talk all kinds of politics next Thursday.
You are a monster,
and you've experienced this. Have you not?
Oh, never, not so ever.
Oh yeah, well I
mean, you will this year.
Yeah, he's got three people coming over for Thanksgiving, which is unusual.
I'm 16 this year, and my brother invited two extra people. Like, oh, we're bringing Pete and Gaston. I'm like, oh, okay.
Not Gaston.
Are you
Gaston.
Hosting?
Yeah.
Oh, you are hosting.
Yeah. 16 people, yeah. You said.
That's fantastic. You got to talk politics this Thanksgiving.
You're going to walk away out of those 16 people with three allies. That's all you're going to have.
Hannah Banana?
I don't want anyone getting mad at me, okay?
Oh, well, here we go.
Just say whatever you got to say.
I don't get the Keanu Reeves hype. I don't get why everybody loves him so much.
Because he's one of the nicest guys in Hollywood.
Yeah, everybody says that. You've not met him. I've not met him. What do you mean he's the nicest?
I've met him personally one time.
Can somebody tell me who this man is?
Keanu Reeves, Breezy, The Matrix, Speed, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
His name is Keanu.
Keanu Reeves. He's the nicest guy in Hollywood, and he's got a tragic story too.
I know nothing about him.
Yeah, he's the nicest guy ever, and he's a professional, and he won't hug women or shake their hands. You got to keep your hands to yourself when you're around him, because he's not going to prison for you. Good guy.
Why is his name Kiana?
Ray says, hi, can you guys do me a favor and share this message on air? I want to apologize to my girlfriend, Elena. Hold on a second. I want to apologize to my girlfriend, Elena, who I've been with for almost a year, and I screwed up. She listens around this time on her way to work. And if you hear this, I want you to know I'm sorry and I love you, babe.
What is literally going on?
Ray, what did you do? Text us back.
How is this literally our job? Yeah.
Someone's in the doghouse. You know what's happening? Someone might be celebrating Thanksgiving dinner with our friend Glenn.
Oh.
From last week.
Why do people use our show as a vehicle to apologize to their spouse?
Two sad guys sitting alone at a table sharing a turkey leg. That's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Beauty and the Beast, or excuse me, Lady and the Tramp style. It's going to be really, really fun.
Good luck. Text us back. Tell us what you did. James is asking the question, is it okay to bring in food into a movie theater? Yes or no?
Yes.
And depending on how you answer this, tells me everything I need to know about you, he says. You say yes?
Yeah. I actually, I shouldn't.
Do it.
I shouldn't say it.
Say it.
This was an old me, a broke college kid me. But when I would go to the theater, I would take a popcorn bucket that was used and refill it up.
I think we've all been there.
Out of the trash.
See, I would buy cargo pants just so I can stuff it with Whoppers from Burger King. I mean, my pants were full of fast food when I walked in there. But as I'm older, do I think it's okay to do it now? I don't know. I mean, if you got 12 kids, sure.
I mean, I'm talking about how white trash inflatables are, and here I am dumpster diving for free popcorn. I mean, you really can't judge, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, look, he just texted back and goes, you don't bring a Filet-O-Fish to a fancy seafood restaurant and order water, do you, Breezy? Beyond cheap. I work at a movie theater, and the fact you do this is sad. There, now I said it. He wrote it all caps.
Did it. Not do it. Did it. Now I have to take out a mortgage if I want to get popcorn. It's $20 a pop.
Wait, Ray's texting us back. He says, I can't get into too much detail because it's the radio, but I made a few bad decisions and got caught.
So you cheated. Shoot it to a straight. I mean, it is what it is. You're going to have to suffer the consequences of that, Raymond. Not our issue.
That's right. See what happens. And to answer Lisa, oh, who's this? Jamie, no, you cannot use mayo as a lubricant. There, I said it. All right, should we get out of here?
I have a pizza party to attend. Gotta go.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. Be
BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.